Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's cracking?
Jay.
Has Pat taken a shower yet since that last conversation?
I shower.
Okay, wow.
Lies, 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 and more lies.
Wow.
Yeah. Jay, Max,
mm-hmm.
I've discovered something special here. Mm-hmm. Where Pat Costello and Yates in new vacation. I've learned that they vacation in Alabama at the beach in Alabama.
Mm. Together? Alan Yates
all
goes
three
to,
of them?
I'm not all sure Alan Yates goes to Alabama.
He booked
zero.
The trip.
First of all.
So he booked the trip.
He booked the trip?
No. Jay, I don't know if you heard this in the break, but y'all sent a thing in the group chat, and I'm like, wait a second. Alabama got beaches? Now, forgive me, people from Alabama.
No,
I didn't know
Alan, I'm sorry. I came back during the break, and all I heard was, yeah, I go to beaches in Alabama. I heard you say that.
No, I rarely frequent beaches, and if I do, they've been in Florida or, like, you know, your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah, Alabama.
What you're not
going
to do is get me to go to Alabama ever. It's just not going to happen.
Well, the beach in Alabama's, I guess it's
defined.
A nice beach. I've never experienced a beach on the Gulf.
All I know is it had
in
a shark
Alabama.
In it. Count me out.
Well, yeah, there's sharks in the water, Alan.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, but
they're in ankle high water, Jay.
Ankle.
And they try to catch the John. Ain't
yeah,
no way I'm going
walk,
down there.
They walk toward the. Most people will walk away from the shark. These people, now just, you know, they walk. These people.
You gotta
walk
hit the hit
toward
the
shark.
Hit the shark in the nose, Key.
Not away right, from the shark.
Right.
They
want to
go investigate the shark. I didn't understand why Pat, you know, didn't understand it. But
Pat's not going
Pat
near a shark.
Key, this is like one of those things. You know, don't they tell you if you see a shark, you punch it in the nose, and that's
no.
It. But wait, it's like you see those.
They tell
you see,
wait,
you see those. You see those videos of the guys
area.
Like if somebody comes at you with a gun, you take it and you swipe it, and you turn your hands. And then it shows the person
yeah,
trying
it. Cuts
it
to them in heaven.
And it shows
yeah.
to them in heaven.
Yeah.
That's what punching a shark
you
in the
they
nose would do for me.
You know, they have, these, some of these sharks have Twitter accounts. I swear to you that you can follow certain sharks on Twitter that they've tagged, and they'll go up the East Coast during
I
guess, the summer.
I can understand really? That. That's yeah. What do you call them, marine biologist or something
oh, yeah.
like that?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I started following
marine
one.
Marine biologist.
I started following a shark last summer.
I think that's what they call them, right?
That's what a marine biologist is.
But I started following a shark on Twitter last summer because my daughter was at the beach in the water, and there's a shark 20 feet away from her.
Wait, Pat found a shark named Mary Lee. Pat?
Yeah, I found a shark Twitter account, Mary Lee the Shark. Mm-hmm. Great white shark tagged, cruising the east coast of the U.S.
Let me follow Shorty because I need to make sure they tag
the mountain lions out here, the bobcats. Mm-hmm. They tag them. No, not bobs, mountain lions they do.
The squirrels, they tag right?
Mary Lee
no,
the
squirrels.
Squirrel. Oh, in I want to follow a squirrel. What animal
Jay,
would you like to follow, Yates and Pat? If you could follow any animal
ones,
in the world.
Jay. The ones that, like, if I go hiking with Key, I got to look at my backside, them Jones.
Yeah, you want to follow the
like
mountain.
Like a tiger.
Lions. But, Jay, they're building a bridge, I told you, across the 101 freeway.
What?
So that the wildlife could cross the freeway.
Bad idea.
I'm just telling you, that's what they're doing. They're spending the money to build a bridge.
You don't want the wildlife crossing the freeway.
I'm getting angry texts.
Uh-oh.
From my homie,
mm-hmm.
Rishi, mm-hmm. She said, excuse me, she's from Mobile, Alabama, Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, mm-hmm. Alabama Beach. Okay, yeah, there's a lot of things
you
popping
up.
Send me a
postcard. You've offended
a lot of people.
Yates, a lot of people are angry.
Send me a postcard, because I ain't finna ever go down there.
I just want to know what type of, you know, accommodations are on the beach. Is it sunny? Is it humid? Boy. Like. I
would assume it's pretty humid.
I don't want to be in that, though.
In Alabama.
I want good weather when I'm out laying out in the sun.
You lay out in the sun?
You have to, Jay. You and I are married to, come on now, You know how that goes.
People who want tans sometimes?
No, I,
is that what you're saying?
There you go, Mac. People
Key,
who
I'm
want
under
tans.
The umbrella. See, I'm see, not Max, laying out in the sun.
Yeah, but you're even though I'm under the umbrella too, we're still in the sun because the umbrella's not going to cover your entire body.
Yes, it does. What kind of umbrellas are you getting?
No, it does not.
You got to get the big John. You got to get the one that covers the whole.
You think I'm – come on now. Let's not go there.
Yeah, what kind
I'm
of
not,
umbrella do you have? One of these little, dainty little umbrellas?
No, but –
with your ankles,
your
dark
feet
got Mary Poppins over here.
Son, I mean son. Jay, the sun is going to move for whatever reason.
Yes,
it moves.
That's because the earth is rotating around the sun.
And then
the reason.
Oh, God. Okay, you got that answer. For whatever reason, it's moving,
Max.
Right, in the middle of, middle of you laying down. So now you have to adjust it. Now sun's at the head where you're at. Then you adjust it.
That's
now
true.
All of a sudden it's part on this body. That's all I'm saying. So we're still laying in the sun. But because, Max, we are married to people that are not as
different
dark
pigmentation.
As us.
People who want to get tan sometimes.
And they want to get a little tanner. So we're forced to sit out of the sun with them. Because if you don't, see, you don't have that problem though, Max. Because if me and Jay decide not to sit out in the sun, it becomes a little bit of an argument. So we want to... You know, do the right thing. We do the right thing.
So you
what
sit
are you laughing at?
I do
don't
not,
you like to get sun,
I
though?
I didn't. Well, I
feels
like
good.
To,
sun feels good.
I play sports in the sun. I don't like to lay in the sun and just bake.
But you're laying in the sun. You're laying in the sun.
I'm black. I'm dark.
Yeah,
I'm
but,
good.
But one of my favorite things is if you're on the beach,
for
you got
life.
A good. You got a good book on the beach, some food there. You read
in the shade.
No. You read till you're sweaty, and then you just roll into the water. Cool off
that
some around a little bit. Come
we're,
out.
We're
let
doing
the sun dry off.
That sounds horrible.
Max, everything that you're describing, we're doing by default. We have to do
Yeah,
that.
Right. You just got to follow
you,
the person
whether
you're
you
with.
Believe it or not,
wait.
Because if you don't, it becomes problematic.
Yeah.
We don't want to get in the pool, but we're almost forced to get in the pool with the kids because if we don't get in the
I'm
pool
sending
with the
you a swim instructor.
It's problematic.
There you go.
It's enough with you. I'm sending you, for your birthday, I'm sending you a swim lesson or something. You got, it's going to take you 5 minutes to learn how to swim.
No, I get in the pool.
Yeah, but do you swim?
He gets in the shallow end and he relaxes.
Like it literally will take you 5 minutes.
Why do I need to get in the 15th?
For 5 minutes of your life, it's over. It's not an issue anymore.
Wait, guys, wait. We have a special call. Yeah. We have speaking of Sunny, we have somebody from West Palm Beach. Frank,
what's up?
Gentlemen, I listen, I love this show. I watch a lot of sports shows. Mm-hmm. But you guys start out the mornings. 5 minutes of BS.
Yep,
you're in the
I
middle.
Agree.
You're not even 10 minutes into the show, and you're into another 5 minutes of BS. I know it's a little slow in sports, but that's what you're here for.
I'm with you, Frank. No, I'm with Frank.
Oh, God. Frank.
You know what?
Frank.
You know what, Key? You know what happens on this show? You guys don't have enough fun and just relax.
No. Well,
then it's
Frank,
like, oh, you guys don't talk enough sports.
Let me ask Frank a question. Frank, are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
What would you like for us to do in 4 hours, in 4 hours, what would you like to please? Because we're gonna try to do what you want. So, what would you like for us to do?
Key, listen to me. Here's a perfect example. This morning's a perfect example. You start the show out with 5 minutes of chit chat. You're into the show. I'm looking at the clock. You're already into it. What, 15 minutes? And you're already into another 5 minutes of chit chat. I know it's slow in sports, but you can find.
No, it's not that. It's not that, Frank.
You're
right. By the way, this is great.
Hold on, Max. Let me finish.
This is great, Key. Max is I'm with Frank, and Max is the host of the show.
That's right.
No, it's fine. I don't care about that. I'm just trying to understand my good buddy Frank. So we're chit chatting. So do you want us to continue to talk about the Celtics, the Lakers, the Sixers, the Miami Heat? Like, what do you want us to talk about?
Listen, let's not even get into that.
He's
because
not a program
I
director.
Know you're a Lakers fan. Hold on.
I want to know. Seriously, Frank. I just want to know.
All we hear, it's the same thing in your show particularly.
Mm-hmm.
All you hear about is the Lakers.
Whoa.
I'm a Heat fan.
Okay.
I understand what.
Okay.
I'm just saying. It's just
no, okay. Like, I understand. So we're gonna cater to the Miami Heat just for you, Frank. We're going to talk about the Miami Heat. The next four
Speaking
games
of the Heat, Key, we have Shane Battier on our show tomorrow.
Yes, we have Shane Battier
NBA
on.
NBA champion.
I think Max Kellerman teased that 700 times in the last hour, but okay.
7 a.m. Tomorrow, Eastern. Yep.
Yeah, so Frank, we're going to talk about the Miami Heat for the next four games starting tomorrow. They're going to have Four games, and we're going to talk about them. Yeah, that's all they're going to get. They're going to get four games, right? We're going to talk about them. They play tomorrow. We'll talk about them on Friday.
You're
we'll talk about what happened over the weekend. I didn't say anything about
you
a broom.
Four you said four games.
But I didn't say anything about a broom. I just said they're going to have four games.
But they might have seven games. What do you mean four?
Again, Max, they're going to have four games. And we're going to be able to talk about those four games every other day. And then over the weekend, we'll come back on Monday, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, okay. Mike in South Carolina, how are you? What's going on, Mike?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
My question is for Jay. I hear that Jay is a racing fan, but I don't know if that's true. And if he is, which division of racing?
Racing? Mike, can you specify racing? Like car racing? Motorcycle racing? Not so much?
I don't know. I just heard that he is an automobile racing fan. I don't even know if that's true or not.
It's dabbled with, Indy 500, mm-hmm. I guess. I mean, I would like to go to... I guess
anything
if
with
racing.
Indy in the name, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the wife.
Indiana or Indy or anything like that is in the name. Jay's going to
follow. I know why you like the Indy 500, though.
Danica?
No, I know why Jay likes the Indy 500.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, can you tell him why?
Because your wife is from Indy!
I just made that joke, Fox. Were you not here 30
that.
Seconds ago?
Oh, gosh. I did a Max Kellerman.
You did it? Damn. You pulled a Max?
Did I do it on purpose, though?
Yeah, that's a good question. So DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent. And I'm with Frank, by the way. You listen to a podcast. Listen to a podcast and the hosts are talking about all kinds of stuff for 8 minutes and they think they're very
It's a
clever.
Morning show. You I have just to keep hear people's the damn attention. Subject. You have to have fun. We want them to walk into work laughing. We don't want them to walk into work talking about sports all day.
He is correct. You guys do talk about the Lakers a lot.
Who's you guys?
You guys.
Not on this show?
You and Keith.
You guys?
Everything comes back to the Lakers
know,
all the
time. I don't know how to take that, Jay.
I could give you at least two opinions you have on the Lakers just from today.
Yeah, because you guys forced me to talk about the Lakers.
No one forces you to do anything.
Yes, you guys started bringing up Draymond Green to the Lakers, and I was talking
Lakers
about, was talking about Bob Myers.
The Lakers are intrinsically more interesting than other teams.
No, they are not.
100%.
Yes.
No, even with the
Miami Heat is in the NBA Finals.
Let's take a vote.
You guys have been doing this to Denver the whole year.
Who thinks the Lakers are more interesting? Raise your hand. Yep, 2-1.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. It's always you too. Frank, I'm with you. It's ludicrous.
Even when the Nuggets.
See? Look, Key, just real quick.
Even when the Nuggets.
Key, look.
Give Miami their four games.
Max is yelling at us.
We're going to be talking about the Lakers.
This is why we're late to break, Max. See?
DeAndre Hopkins, officially a free agent, is a reunion with his former quarterback in the cards.
You people. Did he say that?
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio.
No, I didn't know.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. So, DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent. I guess that means they couldn't find a trade partner, right? Right, Key? Because otherwise they would have gotten something for him. But apparently that price tag was a little too rich for other teams. Maybe he has lost it. Key, to your eye, is DeAndre Hopkins not quite what he was?
He played limited roles last year. Didn't have a quarterback, missed time because of the PDE thing. So, come on.
A guy with a big catch radius and real good hands, to me, a veteran, that's a valuable piece.
Yeah, but once you in any sport, once you let – people know that you're moving on from somebody or they're unhappy with the situation, they know that you're going to release them. So why trade for them? I mean,
we go through this
every year with player. Like, why would I give you anything when when he's going to be on the streets in a couple of days?
So, Key, I said this yesterday because when I heard him verbalize that he wanted to go to an organization with a stable front office and a QB that loves the game and a good defense, I don't know why the first team that popped into my head was Buffalo, right? And granted, question marks around Buffalo's defense, though, Key, but a quarterback with him and Diggs together, it just seems like that would be a perfect marriage, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's going to work. I mean, the obvious situations with all quarterbacks, right? You look at Josh Allen. You look at Patrick Mahomes. You start to look at Deshaun Watson in Cleveland with Amari Cooper. You start trying to figure out what the best spots, landing spots are for him. You know, there's an outside chance that maybe the Baltimore Ravens, because the Baltimore Ravens, although they drafted Zay Flowers as a different type of receiver, although they OBJ, we don't know what OBJ is. That number is not as high as, you know, a start and star receiver would. Nelson Aguilar is not making a whole lot of money. We don't know about Rashad Bateman. Is he a finished product? Where's his ceiling at? So you start to look at some of those teams, the Dallas Cowboys. They certainly were in the early on in the sweepstakes, potentially landing spot for DeAndre Hopkins. So there's going to be a number of teams that's out there looking for services, right? The New York Giants. Does he fit with the New York Giants? Although Paris Campbell, along with the kid that they drafted out of Tennessee and Hyatt, DeAndre Hopkins slides right in.
Yeah, they don't have a guy. It seems to me that I don't know about if the Giants would be interested, but as a Giants fan, they don't have a guy like that. They have a lot of speed guys and young guys, but they don't have that 50-50 ball, big target, great hands, veteran guy. But at any rate.
And sometimes you do it. Even it's not a you do it to do it. You do it because he's a good player, but you also keep him away from the
from
Dallas
Cowboys. From
a
competitor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
One of the people who have weighed in, one of the quarterbacks who have weighed in on DeAndre Hopkins, is the guy who he was taken away from originally, Deshaun Watson. Remember that? They broke up Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins, like, without even talking to them. They just traded.
Bill O'Brien.
What just happened? Who was in that deal? Was it for, like, a running back or something? It was something that made me go.
It was Johnson, the running back. It was a couple second round, third round pick, something like that. It wasn't nearly as what they should have gotten. And then I think, like, a week later or something like that, Stephon Diggs was moved for, like, 2 1s.
It's unreal. But at any rate, Deshaun Watson has weighed in on the DeAndre Hopkins sweepstakes. Listen to this.
Me and D-Hop, we just naturally talk. We've been talking since, you know, the Houston days, and then also whenever he left for Arizona, we were always talking. So, you know, he's always been a brother of mine since I was coming out of high school. Our connection, our relationship has always been great. And I know there's a lot of things swirling around in the media of, you know, him possibly coming to Cleveland. And, you know, for me, my answer to that is, of course, we would love to have him. He knows that. We had a lot of connections, but, you know, that's kind of out of my range of things of kind of coordinating things. So all I can do is, you know, make a call and see what happens. Let AB do the rest.
Ooh, man, I forgot. He went to Clemson too. Even though they didn't play together in college, I forgot that he went to Clemson. Yeah, man. Look, listening to Deshaun and then looking at the highlights can make you change your mind and your thought process. That might not be a bad visit.
Cleveland to me is the sleeping giant because like that's the one team when you think about the AFC that kind of gets glossed over. But remember, Stefanski went to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. There's no reason to think that Deshaun Watson, after shaking off the rust, can't get back. Whether or not he's a top five quarterback anymore, because there's so many good quarterbacks. Like, there's so many guys who are like he used to be. He's 28 years old now. It's not like he's past his prime. That the point is not whether he's top five or, like he says, top three. He's in that first tier, however many quarterbacks you want to put in there. When he's at his, and if you put that with Stefanski and then get him a receiver like DeAndre Hopkins, he has a rhythm with and everything, they could be a problem. But at any rate, what is the best landing spot for DeAndre Hopkins. Based on the quarterbacks and the offense, Key, would you rather, if you were Hopkins, and by the way, you're a big, strong receiver with good hands, the whole thing, would you rather have played, in, if you were him, in Buffalo or Kansas City? Who would you be looking at?
Man. I probably would lean toward Buffalo because Kansas City has shown the ability to win the Super Bowl without a top-flight receiver, so to speak, because the offense goes through Travis Kelce in the passing game. So without a top-flight receiver, they've shown us last year they could win the Super Bowl. We all thought, not all of us, but there were people out there that thought, no Tyreek Hill, okay, they'll get bounced. They went on and won the Super Bowl. There's something about Buffalo's offense where Stephon Diggs is Stephon Diggs. The other side in the passing game outside of the tight end position, we thought Davis, because he had that big playoff run, especially against Kansas City, that he was going to take the next step. That didn't quite work out the way that they wanted it to. So if I'm Buffalo and I'm Stephon Diggs, I'm trying to figure out where his mind is at, because that could potentially offensively help push them over the top along with a strong running game.
Hey, Key, I remember when you did that interview with Diggs on First Take, and you asked him about the rocket arm of Josh Allen, and he was very descriptive. I forget how long ago that was, where he said the ball just comes, it's like a missile, scoom, right? And he's like, that thing hits me in the chest sometimes.
Yeah, I've never caught a missile, but yeah.
Yeah, wish you had a quarterback like that, though. How much does touch factor into something like that? Because obviously when I think about Patrick Holmes, it seems like there's such a light, feathery touch on the ball. It's always placed exactly where it's supposed to be, where Josh Allen has that power, but it feels like the touch is slightly off. How do you factor that into, as a wide receiver, how important that is?
Well, I mean, it's important, but you got to make the adjustments regardless.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes has a way of manipulating the football. He has a strong arm. His arm probably, if you stand them right next to each other, I would probably say Josh Allen has a little more power. But because of Patrick Mahomes, and both of them have baseball backgrounds, but I think Patrick Mahomes uses his baseball background to his, you know, to the best of his ability. He takes advantage of it, where I don't know that Josh does in terms of manipulating the football in the pocket. When he knows how to change the speed and the velocity of a football, he'll become a much better quarterback than he is now. Patrick Mahomes, for whatever reason, he already has that. He has the manipulation. He knows how to, you know, all of a sudden take something off of a football to make it very, very catch-friendly.
You know what? This is why when, like, I mean, Mahomes in a class by himself to me. But that's why when I always bring up Justin Herbert, Jay, I'm talking about the thing you're talking about. Like, Josh Allen's a tremendous player. But there's something about, I know what you mean. He has a cannon for an arm. But when I watch, like, Justin Herbert throw the ball down the field, I'm like, oh, my God, that's a laser-guided missile. It winds up right in the dude's hands in such a catchable way, right? I agree with that analysis of Josh Allen. By the way, how likely is it that Tom Brady comes out of retirement to play for the Raiders now that he's
We're still doing that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Now I can't do it for the Dolphins anymore. Now I'm going to do it for the Raiders. That's right. And by the way, Jay, expect this to go on all season until the trade deadline. That's right.
Let this man go.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL writer.
Yeah.
Jeremy, what is going on?
Yes, sir.
What's up, guys? Right into it, Max. Right, let's go. Don't even say hi. Don't do anything.
Don't
just
waste
go.
Time joking
That's right.
around, Max.
That's right.
You want to get right
no messing
to it.
Around. How likely is it? Answer the question, Fowler. Damn it! How likely is it that Tom Brady comes out of retirement to play for the Raiders?
Man, that's not happening, Max. I don't see it. Although I will say, I saw owner Mark Davis at the owners' meetings last week. I did try to ask him, like, "Hey, is there a chance he would play?" He said, "I'm not commenting on the Brady matter, the ownership matter. That is, you know, he's now a minority owner. He wouldn't touch it. I tried." But I would say it's highly unlikely. He looked cooked last year, man. And the last year, he didn't look like he was really into it anymore. I just don't see it.
Man, that boat that left the dock sail, whatever you want to call it, a long time ago. But what should be the concerns, Jeremy, with Jimmy G's latest injury?
Yeah. Well, Key, it's a concern, no doubt, to the point where the team put a contract addendum in there to cover themselves of the guaranteed money if he can't play on the foot injury. So as it stands, if he shows up to camp and gets, you know, another injury like a knee issue, he can still get his guaranteed money at $22.5 million this year. But if the foot persists and he can't see the field because of that, then that money can be taken away. They don't want that. I talked to somebody there with the team who said it's their understanding that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be ready for camp. They expect a full season from him. But you know how it goes with surgeries. That's not always a slam dunk. He's got the bad injury history, too. Missed, what, 30 games the last 4 or 5 years? So, you know, it's an issue. But they haven't done anything else at the quarterback spot really this offseason overly aggressively, which tells me that they do expect him to play.
Except for acquire Tom Brady. But go ahead, Key. Yeah, sorry.
Jeremy, Key, I also wanted to tell you, this is the first time in my life think I've heard Tom Brady, a minority, in the same sentence.
Yeah,
go ahead,
owners.
Key. Take it away.
Take it away. What do you say about that?
Jay, this is not uncommon in the National Football League, Jay, to put a waiver addendum into a contract with a player with a history of injuries on that specific injury, though, right? They say, hey, is the foot? We know about that. They didn't do the whole body. The whole body, that whole body you worry about. But one small thing that they operated on, I wouldn't worry about it at all.
But
if I was
Raiders. Key and Jeremy jumping on this one, it's like if you're Devontae Adams and you're like, well, damn, man, I came here to play with Carr. Carr's no longer here. Now I got this situation.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Brian Hoyer being like, that's what I could be left with? That's what I left my past situation in Green Bay for? This?
Yeah, Jay, well, it's a concern, no doubt. He expressed those concerns publicly in a Bleacher Report article, so that it's out there. He came with different expectations, it looks like. This is a team that's not quite rebuilding, but they're not afraid to make moves either and strip it down if they have to. Like, you look at Hunter Renfrow, the wide receiver. Teams believe that he's been available for a while via trade. Devontae Adams, I've heard nothing about him being available via trade. I still think in a couple months this will be all settled down and Garoppolo will be able to play, assuming he can move around. But it's a little bit worrisome for sure. And Key, to your point, yes, that those addendums are put in contracts sometimes, but I asked some NFL contract people, they're a bit surprised for a star quarterback to get this kind of treatment. They say that typically doesn't happen when you have a big money deal with a player that you know is going to be in the pocket throwing passes for you. It's fairly unique in that regard. Usually it's for like veterans that have a long injury history or guys who are undrafted, you know, guys coming up in the league.
Yeah, it feels like, though, if you blow on Jimmy Garoppolo, that's 12 games. I mean, it's just, you know, one of those situations. Speaking of guys who have missed some time at another quarterback position, Jay's Miami Dolphins and Tua, what are the concerns, if any at all, about his health moving forward right now?
Well, the Dolphins feel like they addressed those concerns when they picked up Tua's fifth-year option of big money, with $25 million that's now locked in. He's locked into the team for 2 years unless they were to trade him, which I don't expect. They feel like he can move on from this, that they're betting big on him. Tua's, you know, done his jiu-jitsu this offseason. He talked about that. You know, he's hoping that he can not only avoid big hits and fall forward instead of back on his head, but that he can play a little smarter, get rid of the ball when he needs to, not try to extend it when something's not there. And the Dolphins' offense is going to be loaded again, so all he has to do is get the ball out. You know, the Dolphins really believe if he can just stay healthy, he's going to put together another massive season.
Jeremy, excuse my ignorance. I'll just ask a question.
I do every day, Jeremy, so you can too.
Ninjutsu helps you avoid getting hit? Is that like Bruce
it's
Lee
hard.
Techniques?
I mean,
like, how does that?
I don't know. Like, I don't think so. I mean, football's.
Are you doing katas? What are we doing? Like, Mr.
You drop back like this, Jay. You drop back. Like, you go pass the ball, then you all of a sudden, you know, look at. Yeah!
Like Daniel LaRusso, what are we doing? Mr. Miyagi?
Did you add a
I think it's some, like, it he's
Russo?
Talked about it. You're, like, jumping on mats. You're trying to fall on the mats a certain way to avoid the head. I don't know. It's you talk to people who play football in the quarterback position, they say it's hard to play that way of thinking. As far as how you're going to fall or how you're going to protect yourself, it's just a hard thing to do because you're in the moment and 300-pound guys are chasing you. So I don't know how realistic that is, but he's also had some incredibly bad luck over the last, say, 3 to 4 years. He's eager to prove that he's durable, and the Dolphins are betting big that he can do it.
Yeah,
well,
by the way,
while they're chasing
you
him,
try,
Jeremy,
you try
while
what chasing you
can. Him, he can stop in full stride, hit a backflip, land on his feet, and deliver the football. What it is.
And deliver a kick, too, you know, at the same time, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing a little
martial arts. It's quite remarkable.
With the NFL, a new sport.
He's learning how to fall. That's it. Okay.
I mean, hey, real quick, Jeremy, before we let you go, favorite in the AFC East?
Favorite in AFC East? I'm still going to go Bills. What are they averaging? Almost 12 wins a season for the last 4 years. I don't see that falling apart just yet. I still think they'll be heavily in the mix, contender in the AFC, especially if they get a guy like DeAndre Hopkins to add to their offense that's already pretty loaded. You know, defense has lost some parts, but they're still going to be solid. We were talking about Miami, though. I got Miami right there with the Jets, maybe even third. I could see three teams from that division making the playoffs.
Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. You can get more from Jeremy on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern on ESPN. Thank you, Jeremy.
And another great show. Is this just in 2 p.m.?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's right. Handsome host. How did you know about that? All right, your calls.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Likewise. Your calls are coming up. Plus, do the Raiders actually know what they're doing? After
can we mess around on this last minute or no? We can't do that either.
Tom Brady's a minority.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. All right, you got about 14 seconds of shoshing around now.
No, real quick, though, I want to ask you, because you would have the answer for it, Max. I don't know that Jay would have the answer for this. Mm-hmm. Real quick, you know, you got about 14 seconds to go. Don't use it all up.
Right.
What's the difference between a bathroom and a restroom?
I imagine, I don't know offhand, but I imagine the difference would be a restroom could be a powder room, meaning that there would be no bathtub or shower in it, whereas a bathroom suggests a full bath and shower, although nowadays it could maybe have a shower and not a bath.
But can I ask you a question? How come you can't rest in the restroom? Isn't the point of rest to
Who says
rest?
You don't?
I rest in the bathroom when I'm...
Yeah. You can call it the reading room for all I care. That's none of that's a lie.
It's my conference room.
I wanted to know the difference because if someone says I'm going to the restroom, mm-hmm. okay, someone says I'm going to the bathroom.
Like in your
what's the difference?
In your palatial estate, Key, when you walk into the main manor,
and you know, off again.
right in the foyer, in the when you enter, Key,
another
I imagine
powder room on the first floor.
Yes, there's a powder room, right? It's a, there's for the guests. There's no shower or bath in it, but there is a there are otherwise you know, things that can accommodate someone who needs to use the bathroom, right?
Powder, but that would be a powder room.
Yes, but I imagine that a restroom. I imagine this is just an educated guess. That a restroom is the same thing.
So the restroom and the powder room is the same
thing. Yeah, I would guess so. Because you could have a restroom at a restaurant, right? Or an establishment, a store. Can I use the restroom? You wouldn't expect to see a shower or a bath in it.
Yates, I heard you made a statement, Yates. Is there something you would like to say? Pat? Something Yates would like to say?
This is just Pat disagreeing with everything I always say.
This man just said to me, I hate when people use the word garbage because it's trash. It's not garbage. And I said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard because they're the same thing.
Pat's heard a lot of dumb things. Believe, in fact, he said at least half of them, Yates.
I don't believe that trash and garbage are the same thing. I think
what's
that
the difference?
What is garbage?
I think that they associate with two different things. Like trash is like your common, you know, stuff in maybe a, I don't know, a kitchen. Okay. Garbage is like things. Like I'm Googling it right now, actually.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Garbage is made up of stuff that comes from the bathroom or kitchen. Think moldy bread, gnawed on chicken wings, and used paper towels. Trash, on the other hand, is broken furniture, old tiles, and boxes and stuff. Ooh. That's what it says.
Wait, that's the opposite of what you just said.
Yeah, it is.
But it is a distinction. But the important thing is there's a distinction between trash and garbage.
Like a trash can and a garbage can are two different things.
As opposed to Pat's trash garbage take, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't.
Goes to the same place.
It's ridiculous because I never say, Vance, take out the garbage.
Ever. There's no way.
Never.
You can't.
Never.
I use garbage.
I do. I say garbage.
I say take out the trash.
Y'all probably call carts carriages, too.
Nobody's
back in the 1800s.
And I don't sit there and say, Jay, Vance, put the trash in the trash can and the garbage in the garbage can. No.
No. But I will interchangeably say, take out the trash, take out the garbage.
Same thing.
It's all girls in my house, so I am the garbage man.
They're
or the
calling
trash
garbage
man.
Why can't girls take out the garbage?
Well, they can, but they just don't. I do.
Well, maybe they should.
They should, I agree, but they don't. Yes. So
Frank's
I do.
Frank's going to get mad. Okay, we met the quota. Move on.
What are we discussing?
Jimmy Joe Pesci in Chicago. You're on KJM, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, man. Good morning, fellas. Blessings on blessings to everybody. Keyshawn, woke up. Let me tell you something real quick. I need time with this one. Keyshawn, let me tell you. I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo mysteries so I could figure out things. I'm good with mysteries.
That's the reason you watched them, huh?
Exactly. Listen, you said that the Heat are playing four games, insinuating that they're going to get swept.
I didn't say anything.
See how he dropped in insinuating there? I watched Scooby-Doo Mysteries. Are you insinuating?
Will you let the man finish, Max?
He's going to pull a mask off you at the end.
Keyshawn, I would love to make a bet with you that they're not going to get swept. Any charity that you of your choosing, $500. If they don't get swept, you got to give me 2 minutes of Zoom time on here with four or five hot takes. And you have to disconnect me. Keyshawn, that is the craziest thing.
I like that bet, Keith.
I didn't insinuate anything. I just said they have four games.
You know what you're saying, Keyshawn.
No, I don't. See, that's the problem. That's the problem with you sports talk people, Jimmy, is y'all just look for little narratives to start things. Like Max, I never ever said anything about swept. I just said they got four games. But if you want to take the bet, sure. I mean, we always like to take money from a charitable standpoint. I'll do it. I don't care. I don't care about the Miami Heat. I care less.
See, Jimmy Joe Pesci, you did it now. You did it now because when an athlete or former athlete uses the word narrative right away, you got right under their skin.
So, you're still on, Jimmy. So you're saying that if you win, you need 2 minutes of air time. That's what you're saying.
Zoom in the way you do the big people, the writers, with my face on the screen from my house.
I'd love to see what Jimmy Joe Pesci looks like, actually.
No, I'm willing to take that bet for 2 minutes with you on Zoom and for $500 to give to a charity in my choice.
And that's what Absolutely. That's what's going to take place. Okay. So news going to get your information, and we're on it popping.
Ain't nothing more to talk about. Say less. Blessings on blessings. Say
man,
less.
You not 16 say years less. Old.
Come say on, less say is the less. Best expression. Say less is the best expression.
Talk about say less.
Say less is
the close the phone.
Say less is the best slang to come out in 10 years. Easy, easy.
But you got
one most useful
expression
I've ever heard,
Max. Say less.
Say less.
You got just Max.
Yeah, pause.
Say less.
Say less. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I'm saying it for a reason, man.
Love
say
it.
Less.
He's not getting it.
I can't.
Yeah, Max is.
That's all right. That's fine. I love
when they
the,
do
the, I,
hey, when they do this, when it's an incomplete pass, Max, over your head.
I love the expression, say less. I get the joke.
But you said say
I'm
less.
I'm going to continue to. I'm,
you can't say it. It's just say less. No cap.
Little Brucey no in long Florida. S. Little Brucey.
No long S.
Is that Little Brucey? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, Little Brucey in Florida.
What a dope name.
Yes, sir.
All right, LB.
He's Little Brucey. Okay. You want to call him LB.
I, you know,
it's so
I wanted
lame.
To talk to you a little bit. Hello?
You're on
here, Bruce.
Now you
okay,
him
I want to talk to you a little bit of, you know, about your show. Frank was a little bit wrong because you guys, you got personalities. You're talking about social issues. You're talking about human interests. You brought up some things that ring some bell for me. Over 50 years ago, I was a young kid, and I played ping pong all summer with Archie Moore, the Ooh. Boxer. And the result of that, Max, and I'm giving you some boxing history, mm-hmm. and I'm going to expose myself. The result of that was me ending Ernie Shaver's boxing career through violence in the workplace. As crazy what? As it sounds. I'm telling you this is true. I'll take a lie detector test with a bullet to my head.
Yeah, you got 1 minute left. I wish we had a little more time this segment, but how is that?
Okay. Okay, well, because, you know, playing a lot, and he was talking, he was trained, and I was working at Grossinger's. He was talking about that he just hiring these guys. He calls them punching bags. No one could take a punch. He was fighting Jerry Quarry. He says, this man's a scrapper. He's not going to knock him out. Saturday night, everybody comes into the coffee shop. I was a soda jerk, a young kid. One of the sparring partners comes in. He was kind of drunk, and he's making a little bit of a ruckus. Hey, I'm Jeffrey, and I'm this, and I'm that. And I turned to him, and I said the magic word. I said, no, Archie told me, you're nothing but a punching bag. You're getting paid to just take a beating. Don't. And then they stopped him from kind of making a problem. The next day, Max, while they were sparring in training, he sucker punched Ernie Shavers and broke his jaw. Ernie, the fight was postponed. Ernie never really
this
trained.
This is interesting.
Again.
I wish Max you had that.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.